Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Chris, Lauren, and
hey!
Hello!
Hello!
We're getting ready to go to Disney World.
Yay!
Well, everyone except Lauren. I'm sorry, Lauren.
Except for Lauren.
By the time they hear this, we'll already be back.
I know, we'll be
and,
there.
And wait, good. You'll be back, and I'll be there.
But that's good, because then we won't be swamped. If people know we're going, we get swamped by fans.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure. That
I hate it when
awful.
They rip parts of my clothing off and take
actually, I thought you told me you really enjoyed that.
That's the part I like. The part where they cut my hair and try to get a lock of it, I don't like that part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate when that happens. Mm-hmm. They usually go after your
that
hair.
That would explain your hair.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
All right. On today's show, we're going to be talking some Disney news. A couple of updates from here and there. Let's start with there. We're going to start with, you know what? Ticket increases. Lauren, give us the bad news.
Oh, it's depressing.
It's not depressing. It happens all the time.
It's depressing. I know, but you know, every year I still don't see it coming.
Do you know what's depressing? That puppy and the Super Bowl ad.
The puppy and the Super Bowl.
Really
and
sad.
No, it wasn't.
That puppy deserved
sad.
It.
Deserved
it.
Chris
oh
would.
My God. Chris.
Did you see him looking all fluffy and everything? Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a GoDaddy commercial. If you just search on Google for GoDaddy puppy, it got pulled, so you
it's
won't
awful.
See it during the Super Bowl.
There's a good reason it got pulled. It's
yeah.
horrible.
So make sure you go
it's horrible.
Search on GoDaddy puppy.
It's just that was just a bad call on the GoDaddy part.
No, come
and
on.
A good
like,
call
you
on the Super Bowl
you bought
pullers
your dog
part.
From a, you bought your dog from a puppy mill. Come on.
Nuh-uh. My puppy's a cute little fluffy bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. She's really not. She's the devil, but that's a whole different issue.
Stop calling her that.
You probably would have done better at a puppy mill.
I might have done better at a puppy mill.
Okay, so tickets?
Anyway,
Lauren?
Tickets. So Disney is going to be increasing their tickets starting mid-February, we're hearing. So if you need to get your tickets, I highly recommend you do it soon. Or book your package so that you secure the pricing for now. What will be increasing? They're going to be doing a regular increase. We're not sure what it's going to go up to, but generally, what are they, Lisa? Like 7% roughly?
Actually, I've been told that it's probably closer to 10% this year.
Wow, that's high.
Yeah, rooms are typically 7%, and well, 7 to 10, but we usually see around 7, but tickets, they are telling me that it's 10%.
Closer to 10. Wow. That's
10%.
A lot.
That is a lot. When you consider that, like, for an average family, a 4-day base ticket, you're looking at what, $1,200?
Well,
a little
think
less,
about
maybe.
It. A 5-day park hopper is like $380 a person.
Yes.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a
the
lot.
The tickets take up a bulk of the trip.
Yeah, it's pretty close to what the rooms cost on most trips.
Mm-hmm. So, but then they're also getting rid of the no expiration ticket option.
Oh, love that.
If you already have no expiration tickets, they'll still be good. But moving forward after that date, supposedly they will no longer be.
You have to buy a bunch and hoard them.
You can't really find it on the website anymore anyway. So I think they've been kind of gearing up to this.
Yeah.
You can buy it as part of a package still.
You can, but if you're trying to just buy tickets, you kind of have to search for that no ticket option.
Or the no expiration.
No
yeah.
expiration option, yeah.
Yes.
The other thing they're doing is they're going to be adding a water park hopper ticket add-on. So that if you want to do a single day water park ticket, you'll be able to do two water parks in one day.
Hmm.
Which I don't know how well that's going to go over.
Yeah.
I don't think that's really going to be a sellable thing.
Yeah, because you get to the water park and you kind of get your spot. And you don't want to hop to another water park.
I mean, I guess if you only have 1 day to do the water parks, but they close at 5. What are you going to do? One from like 9 to 1 and then one from 1 to 5? Like it just seems like it's a lot in one day.
Yeah.
I don't really know that it's worth it. And the last thing is insurance went up effective today, actually. And it went up to $77.50. Per person, per adult, I should say, for insurance. So it's up from $75.95 to $77.50 now.
It's not a huge increase, but, you know, it's still an increase.
Yeah, it's not much, though. I mean, it was only a couple dollars, but it's gone up significant just in the last 5 years.
I think I'm going to buy some no expiration tickets and like put them in a time capsule.
And some lucky soul will find them.
Yeah. That's what they should put
Steve,
in a time capsule.
Can you
capsule.
Let me know where you bury that capsule?
Yeah. Bury it in the backyard in a milk jug by a tree.
Well, if someone did that with like a $25 savings bond decades ago, that'd be pretty cool.
It'd be worth $25.
Yeah.
All right, $100.
And it'd be worth $100.
No, it wouldn't. It goes up.
Does it?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. So
you could exceed the face value.
So I need to start digging around in the backyard for savings bonds.
I really hope Steve's not in charge of all your financial decisions.
I think that could be our retirement in Disney non-expiration tickets.
Wow. Well,
yeah, that's all I can say.
What mm-hmm. you didn't hear was that he said he was going to keep them and hoard them and then go when he's like 90 and say, you got to let me in.
That's right. This ticket was the cost of a pack of gum.
Listen here, you young whippersnapper. You wouldn't believe how much I paid for this.
Yep.
And get off the lawn.
I could make a phone call with what I paid for this ticket. Back in the day.
If there were still pay phones.
Yep.
That's yeah.
That's true. They'd be like, what?
When you're 90, all you have to do is think about calling someone and it'll happen.
It could happen.
So let's see. I will go ahead and go next with my story. And mine is about the Fantasy in the Sky fireworks. It is going back to Disneyland. And it's actually there already by the time you get this. So it's going back, and it was the classic nighttime entertainment spectacular that was early in the early days of Disneyland. And they got rid of it. They replaced it in 2004. And then they had special showings of it here and there, but it's back. So go out and see it, Disneyland, Anaheim, California, and you're going to see the Fantasy in the Sky fireworks.
We need to get, well, we'll be back at Disneyland a couple times this year. So when we're out there, we'll do some podcasts.
Yeah, we'll be out there twice.
Yeah, it's the 60th, which I think is another news story.
Well, we actually don't have that as an official news story, but we can talk about it.
Oh, but anyways, yeah, the 60th anniversary is going to be this year. So
they're going to be celebrating all year.
We're
all going to
be there,
for that,
right?
Yeah, and we're going to be there. So it should be fun. We'll do a show on the 60th anniversary over at Disneyland.
Maybe we can get Sharpie out there because he's only one of us not going. We need to see if we can make that happen.
You know what? He's easily swayed when it comes to Disneyland.
Unless he has like that boys' state thing he does every year.
Yeah, because that's in July.
Mm-hmm.
We might be able to swing it. We'll see what we can do. All right, so that's my little snippet. Chris, Flower and Garden?
Yes, I'm super excited because this year's Flower and Garden, and the dates are, they are...
Drum roll, please.
Yes, the dates, it's, well, okay, so it starts the 6th of March and goes through the middle of May, right? Same as every year. You'll start seeing the plants up probably by mid-February, but nothing will really be official until then. And of course, they have the usual lineup of exciting bands.
I'm very excited about a few of them.
Well, they've got the Village People back.
Really?
You can't go wrong with the Village People.
Is it like a politically correct Village People, or is it like the real original? Like there's an Indian guy
and
a construction worker guy.
I hope it's the originals. I mean, come on.
I've never actually been there.
Mm-hmm.
When they had the Village People. I always end up seeing Starship or Night Ranger. That's the one it is, Night Ranger.
Yeah, they were there the last time we were there, I think.
Yes, they're always there. And Taylor Dane.
Really? I never stayed and watched it. I need to watch one of those one time.
Why?
How long? Really? Is it like an hour? How long are the little
I don't
concerts?
Know. I just see them when I walk by. It's really hard to not hear Taylor Dane if she's singing in the vicinity. She's kind of loud and distinctive.
I want to do like that one time. I want to do one of the bands, and I want to go to the show place, and I want to sit in on some of the lectures.
I want to see the bands.
I do. I want to see one band, and I want to go to the
Expo
Center.
Steve, I really do want to see any of these crappy bands.
I never saw them when I was young, when I was growing up.
And Vogue,
I couldn't afford them. I couldn't afford to go to a concert when I was a kid.
Are you kidding? Well, okay. First of all, these are mostly like, what, 80s and 90s bands.
That's fine.
So you could have afforded it.
I could have, see?
Yeah.
And you just didn't go.
Yeah, nobody on here was ever something that was
wasn't Michael Jackson.
Of course they're not.
Yeah. I mean, Gin Blossoms, they might have been
they
a little
big
in the 90s.
They were kind of big in the early 90s. I remember having the CD.
Mm.
But like Taylor Dane and Vogue, they would have
and
been
Vogue was
ones to
huge.
See. They would have played at a local club.
I think En Vogue was pretty huge.
En Vogue was huge.
But they still weren't playing big venues.
I wear tight clothes and high heel shoes. That doesn't mean that I'm a prostitute. Come on, you don't remember those immortal lines? I can just hear them ringing across Epcot.
That's where I want to go. You could be in the audience, Chris, like, yeah, baby, check out these shoes.
Yeah, she'll be in her high heel shoes.
I don't wear tight clothes. But yeah, I remember that because now I just don't know that that's appropriate lyrics.
And I want to go to the, like one of the HGTV presentations over there at Wonders of Life Pavilion and learn about when is a good time to plant my pansies.
You already know when a good time to plant your pansies is.
I don't know.
You're the best pansy planter there is.
So I need to do something like
that. I'm learning way too much about Steve tonight.
Yeah.
Well, we already know, like, the only time he talks about football is the commercials.
Yeah.
That is so true.
I love the commercials.
I like the commercials, too.
The beer commercials are great. So, yes, but I want to go to Flower and Garden and, like, do more than just walk around. I want to do like.
We were there last year, and all we did was walk around.
That's all anybody ever does.
Well, that's what happens. They put food vendors up, and then all of a sudden you can't pay attention to anything else. It's a distraction.
But what else do you expect to do at Flower and Garden? You
There's
look
like
around
a whole,
at the stuff.
Like 3 months of different.
There are
like people
the
that
classes.
Have
classes. There are
classes
that you can go to.
All kinds of different stuff.
That's work, though. We would never.
I think you need to go see.
I could learn how to like trim my bonsai.
He was going to say trim a bush.
it's a little bush.
Sorry, I had to.
Yeah, it's like Mr. Miyagi or what is
Miyagi.
His name? Miyagi, whatever his name is. Mr. Miyagi. Magoo, Miyagi.
Miyagi.
Wax on, wax off.
Yes. It's all wax on, wax off is just like trimming a bush. But yeah, it's just like my bonsai. But yes, where are, let's keep going. What's the next news topic?
You know what?
How did we get so X-rated and so quickly?
Lauren, the fingers are all pointing to you.
You're the one who started talking about that.
I wasn't
talking about bushes.
Yes, Flower and Garden.
I think
topiaries.
Topiaries. Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's what we're calling it.
I
think if you go to one, see, I'm trying to get all you people back on track, perverts. I think that you should see the Village People on April 10th through the 12th. That's the time to go.
You have to see them the whole time, the 10th through the 12th?
Well, anytime in there.
They play at least three times a day, right? YMCA.
God, I hate that song.
All right, Chris.
But I would go just to go.
Name four Village People songs.
That's all I got.
In the Navy.
Oh, there. That's a good. In the Navy.
In the Navy.
YMCA.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Okay, YMCA. Wait, I've got another one.
Google it quick.
No, I need to bring these from. I have no idea. Do they have
Macho Man.
Macho Man.
Macho Man.
How can you forget Macho Man?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's good. That's all we need to.
All I can picture is the Muppets doing Macho Man.
All I picture is that leather guy.
Why does that not surprise me?
You know what? He was hot. I'm not going to lie. That guy
was
hot.
Creepy, like, stay away from the white van kind of way.
No, he wasn't. He was, do you want to go for a ride on my motorcycle? Hot kind of guy.
Really?
Yes.
All right, so
I'm still going with the van.
I like the Indian. I liked them all. I liked the Navy guy. I liked everybody.
Okay.
Right. I came from a rural town. We didn't see a lot of men there.
So we can tell.
Wow.
I was like, oh, thank God, the Village People. These guys are hot. And then I found out, you know, maybe they played for the other team.
All right, Lisa.
All right.
Next.
Wow, we need a disclaimer at the beginning of this. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so we're moving on to Steve.
Oh, what's the next thing?
You're going to be talking about the new parade.
Oh, yeah. So and we did talk a little bit about Disneyland. So there's a 60th anniversary over at Disneyland. And one of the things they've announced is a parade that's similar to the one they have over at Hong Kong Disney, which is a Paint the Night parade. So it's a nighttime parade where somehow you get some type of quote-unquote paintbrush, where like a magic wand, and you and the crowd actually get to paint the floats as they go by. How that actually works,
that
I don't know.
That actually sounds kind of cool to me.
Oh, so it must be like their sensors, and it just, oh, yeah. That it's sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, so I don't know how that works with that many people standing on a parade route, but we'll have to
what
have to see.
What happens if I want the parade to look pink? And
it's like the fairies when they want to paint the castle. Yes, exactly. And then,
do you know what? And then it still isn't going to make me want to watch a parade.
It should. It could be cool.
How do you not?
Yeah.
Whatever. You've seen one float. You've seen them all.
And I haven't seen a nighttime parade over at Disneyland, so that'll be kind of cool. So that's one thing that's coming. And yes, I didn't make it to Hong Kong Disney. For those that, when I said I was going to try to go, I couldn't get the flight.
Do you think people were like waiting with bated breath?
No, they're like, where's that show? Where's the Hong Kong Disney show?
I'm glad you didn't get to go.
Oh,
because if you had gone, then you would have rubbed it in.
I would have. The whole reason. So yeah, Disneyland 60th. They're going to have a nighttime parade. Sounds like it might be cool.
And we are going to cover it.
Oh yeah, we'll be
there.
That's
right.
Yeah, so we'll take video and
we're going to be there for it.
Yes, we will.
Quite accidentally. Mm-hmm. We didn't plan it that way. We were like, oh hey.
Hey, we're going to be there. Should we stay longer?
Yeah, we figured it.
Yeah, it's only monumental.
I don't remember someone told us.
So we're going to be out there for training. And our training ends the day before the 60th. And I think it was Lisa?
No, me. Brought,
Lauren. It was you. Okay. I knew it was one of you nice ladies who brought it up and said, hey, it's the 60th anniversary. And we're like, oh my gosh, we have to stay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because we went to Disney World's 40th, and it was definitely worth the cupcake. Oh, actually, we didn't even get the cupcake because
we got to take a picture of it.
It was worth the picture of the cupcake we took at the Disney World 40th.
Remember what a crowd disaster that was? Like, you could not move after the fireworks.
The hub.
The whole place was crazy. Awful. But I'm assuming Disneyland is going to do it right. I have faith that it definitely is not going to be like that. So.
They're progressive out there.
Yeah, and
they're doing it right.
And it'll be like a 18-month 60th anniversary versus a one-day 40th.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess.
All right, Lauren, are you ready for one more story?
One more story? What's my story?
Pixie offers.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wait, I thought I was doing pixie offers.
it's not really a story. It's news.
There's nothing that much of a story about it. Okay, so we have some great offers that are exclusive to Pixie. Right now, we currently have three different offers set up. One is for Star Wars weekend, and it is for the nights of May 29th and 30th. You have to book it by April 29th. And we have three different hotels that we are offering. One is Coronado Springs, one is Contemporary Resort, and one is Beach Club. And they are generally standard rooms. So if you are interested in that offer, just feel free to give us a call at Pixie or request a quote on our website. We also have a second offer, which is a July offer. It's exclusive Grand Floridian offer. We get some great rates on this offer. For some reason, we get really good rates on Grand Floridian in July.
Well, it's a teaser. It's a sample rate. And so, you know, it's intended for people to go for the weekend to try out the Grand Floridian when they might not otherwise be able to stay at the Grand Floridian.
Yeah.
Which doesn't
explain. I've actually had few people do it and really, really loved the rates and the offer.
Yeah, it works out well.
Yeah, we did one last year. It was super popular.
That was phenomenally
popular. It was really popular, yeah. So those dates are July 17th to the 20th, and that booking window closes on June 17th. And then our last one, which is always my favorite, is the Jersey Week offer for our favorite Jersey girl, you know. That is good for the nights of October 30th to November 7th. Booking window ends September 30th, and we have four hotels on that one. We have Coronado Springs, Port Orleans Riverside, Animal Kingdom Lodge, and the Polynesian, which I think is sweet because I think it's going to be really hard to get rooms at the Poly in the fall with the renovations being done by then. So give us a call if you are interested in those. You can only get these offers through us, and they are good for dates that are usually not discounted at Disney, which is always nice.
All right, we are going to Chris Wood.
So I don't know about you, but the last couple of times I stayed at Beach Club, there was something wrong with the room. And both times I had the pleasure of staying there with Lauren. And I think our favorite one was when I plugged in my hairdryer or something and the whole light, the switch plate just fell right off.
You know, because it might have just been me messing around with the room.
Oh, it could have been. Did you pull the fire extinguisher thing out of the ceiling, though?
Because
that
did.
Thing was hanging about 6 inches.
You know, I get very, very bored.
I get violent, Chris, when you don't come back in time.
Yes. You can't leave me my own devices.
That could have been it. Okay, well, whatever the case, we had issues with our room, and I just recently sent a very nice client there back in November, and she had some issues with her room as well. Well, thankfully, they've actually started renovating or refurbishing over there, and they're going section by section, and it should be finished by June of this year. And we put some pictures up on the Mouse Chat Facebook page if you want to take a look. And it looks pretty good. Some people didn't. There were some comments that said the headboards look like they were straight out of the 1970s, but I think that's kind of the look right now. They're going for sort of a, you know, modern kind of upscale look. So they reminded me a little bit of Portofino over at Universal.
Well, that's true. They kind of have that feel.
Yeah.
They look
nice. Good.
Yeah, they look nice because they definitely, we stayed there for an agent training a couple years ago in our room.
That was the one.
Yeah, our room needed a lot of work too. It was
just the
furnishings looked bad and some of the outlets in the walls were all busted up.
And well, and it's like maddening when you put in, put your plug in and there's no electricity coming out. You're like, really? You thought you charged your phone all night and you're like, oh yeah, that outlet didn't work. Heh. So,
yeah.
Well, the fact that it was hanging out of the wall should have been a clear indication that it wasn't going to work, Chris.
No,
I don't understand.
Even some of the ones that looked like they were working weren't necessarily working. Or, you know, they'll put them in and it'll just slide right out because it's like so like, mm-hmm. It's just a mess. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, let's wrap up the show here. I'd like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring our podcast. If you have questions or comments for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. If you enjoy listening to our shows, you can download them at iTunes or you can go to mousechat.net and download them there. Thanks for joining us. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.
Hong Kong Fooey, quicker than the human eye. Hong Kong Fooey, quicker than the human eye.